And 2071, track 27, Merlo, did a silent alarm test.
2071, yes, we got a silent alarm, but it was not the test. You were on the actual silent alarm section. You have to wait for that one screen to allow the testing. So I'm calling you because you're in the yard, luckily, and we also got that mechanical rolling. So how can I help you?
No, mechanical rolling was regarding that I had not received a call for the silent alarm. And other than that, I'm just glad the real one works. I don't know what it does through the CAD, but, you know, there's a button there, and it doesn't always work.
Okay, yeah, the testing silent alarm doesn't actually go off for us. It just shows that it's working on the CAD display for you. The real silent alarm is what goes off here. So once we got the silent alarm, we were able to call you because you were in the yard. So we did make contact, and then you did send that mechanical rolling right after that. So it was within, I think, a couple seconds we were able to respond to you.
Well, that works. I mean, I'm on the 20, and you know how things have been out there. I listen to the scanners. I hear operators with non-working silent alarms. You know, we get all the do not boards repeatedly. So, you know, I'm all alone out here if I don't have that silent alarm.
And I understand that, and I get your concern with it. That's what that test screen is for, you know, on the CAD. That one, when you first log in, it allows you to test it out for that purpose, to make sure it's working. And it should show you on there, you know, that it does or not. But I understand the concern. And again, you were in the yard, so we were able to call you with it being pushed, so that's good. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad it wasn't a real silent alarm. And we did get it and were able to respond to you. So it does work.
Okay, copy that. Got a pull. Thank you. Clear.
Have a good day at 10:40.